The queen, after having written and prayed, slept soundly for some hours. On her waking, Balt's daughter dressed her and adjusted her hair with more neatness than on other days. Marie Antoinette wore a white gown, a white handkerchief covered her shoulders, a white cap her hair. A black ribbon bound this cap round her temples. The cries, the looks, the laughter, the jests of the people overwhelmed her with humiliation. Her color, changing continually from purple to paleness, betrayed her agitation. On reaching the scaffold, she inadvertently trod on the executioner's foot. "Pardon me," she said courteously. She knelt for an instant and uttered a half-audible prayer. Then, rising and glancing towards the towers of the temple, "Adieu once again, my children," she said. "I go to rejoin your father." She listened with calmness to the exhortations of the ecclesiastic who accompanied her, and cast an indifferent look at the people who had so often applauded her beauty and her grace, and who now as warmly applauded her execution. On reaching the foot of the scaffold, she perceived the Tuileries and appeared to be moved, but she hastened to ascend the fatal ladder and gave herself up with courage to the executioner. Sorrow had blanched the queen's once beautiful hair, but her features and air still commanded the admiration of all who beheld her. Her cheeks, pale and emaciated, were occasionally tinged with a vivid color at the mention of those she had lost. When led out to execution, she was dressed in white. She had cut off her hair with her own hands. Placed in a tumbril, with her arms tied behind her, she was taken by a circuitous route to the Place de la Révolution, and she ascended the scaffold with a firm and dignified step, as if she had been about to take her place on a throne by the side of her husband.